Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He won't sell much ice cream going at that speed, will he? Yeah.
Darling, 91,
everybody.
I'm 91,
and I
only feel 21.
I knew you were as young as the person you feel.
Here we are, we've got...
She's actually 83.
Don't start. Do you know, can I just say, can we dedicate this show to Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
please,
definitely.
Please,
to the best.
Please. To the best, the best, the
yes.
best.
Yes.
This, oh, my God. These last...
When comedy was thought about...
And honed over a long period of time.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. The laughs I have had.
Yeah.
Proper tears streaming down my face from some of the. I mean, I was just watching the stripper. You know, the routine kitchen. In the kitchen.
Oh, that one.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic.
But you know, now that would probably take 10 times longer to film because people would go, no. Yeah, it's not quite right. We need to, because there's a few little errors in there which will make it even so much better.
Yeah.
And you just know those two would have loved every second of it.
And they did. And they loved each other, didn't they? They were bestest of mates.
No egos. They weren't in and out of pubs and clubs drunk and drugs and divorces and hanging around.
Mm. Yeah, and Carl has bought me a T-shirt with the Morecambe and Wise where they're doing the dance, which they got from... Groucho Marx.
Do they really?
Really?
Yes, they did. Shall we officially open the podcast?
Yes, we shall.
Now, what treats have you got?
Well...
We've already cracked open the... And may I just say, before you open... I've got us a nice dessert.
Have you really?
I have.
Yeah, do you know what? I have to say one thing we haven't been doing, unless this is what you've got. We haven't done the cooking our own dessert thing.
No, we haven't. Is this what this is?
Yes.
You've done it. Is that what you were doing earlier?
Yes, I'm sorry.
She wouldn't have been in the kitchen earlier.
Oh,
I thought it was because I had my gimp outfit on.
Okay, yes, sorry, I ruined it. I was going to do a big surprise. But anyway, thanks for ruining it. But,
all right.
Yes, so I've gone and got us a treat.
Right.
A dessert for afterwards. And I won't tell you what's in it.
Have we got to just try and guess what?
You've got to guess what the flavours are.
Right.
All I can say is, I tried it earlier on.
And you went into spasms.
Well, I was very confused, that's all I can say.
Oh. In a good way?
In a good way.
So it didn't alter you in any way, shape or form?
What are you trying to say?
Pardon?
But the other thing is that it was very frustrating because I had nobody else to say. You know, like when you hear a bad smell? Jesus Christ, where did that come from?
That's a really bad smell.
That's a really good thing
that's
to say. Did you hear that?
It.
Bad smell.
That's so bad I can hear it.
It smells a funny colour.
I didn't name myself.
You've only had two gulps of that wine as well. It's not as you mean to go on.
Wow. Oh my God. Anyway, I didn't... You know when you smell something or you taste something... And you go, oh, and you go up to a friend or a family member, go on, just taste that. It's disgusting. Taste it. It tastes like, blah, blah, blah. Tell me what it tastes of. You're going through hell because something tastes so disgusting, but you want somebody else to go through that hell as well with you.
Yeah, I know. When I first arrived, got out of the car, Carl Kent greeted me and he said, smell my finger. And I couldn't quite place what that was. What was it?
Yvette's vagina. Oh, we were trying to bring back fingering.
Right, yeah.
Because we think that's a lost art. Yeah. The lost art of fingering.
Right.
You're not happy, are you? She's not even cracking a smile on
that. I think that's disgusting. I'm really quite shocked.
It's your campaign.
It is my campaign, but let me tell you, that was supposed to be private. You don't go up to people and say, smell my finger.
It's nothing about you private. The amount of people you slept with crying out loud. Do you know what? This is no joke.
You don't go up to people and say, smell my finger. I don't care. And the fact that you even played along with it.
He actually did say, this is the only thing I'll say, the untruth you did say. He didn't say, I don't know what's that. He went, oh yeah, Yvette Fielding vintage.
I did.
Get down, Watson, for goodness sake.
Even Watson.
I'm really upset about that.
I'm gonna have a wash.
Anyway, so what, shall we?
Oh, I wish Mary or Laura were here right now. I'm the only woman with lips.
Surely all women have got this.
Yeah, two sets.
Yeah. Shall we do the podcast?
Please! God, what have you got this time?
Into the caring, sharing co-op again.
Yeah.
And this time, I've got their own version of cheese puffs.
So what fits?
You
like a cheese puff.
I do like a cheese puff.
I declare the podcast officially open.
I like cheese, and let me try.
Now, are they puffs or puffs? Because I think with the O, the puffs.
Oh, I'm nice.
It depends which part of the UK you're from, I suppose.
Because when I was younger, even though they are obviously spelt puffs, we used to call them puffs.
No, you didn't.
Cheese puffs.
No, you did not.
It's a puff.
A puff? What's a puff?
He's a magic dragon.
Cheese puff, yeah.
They are nice.
Oh,
no, is it nice. Isn't just me? Crunching. I'm getting an aftertaste. I don't know why.
It might be the wine.
I think it might be.
Mm. Dip it in your wine.
No, I don't want to dip it in my wine. I'm a bit
put a cheese puff in there as well.
No, oh, my God. It's going to get really bad.
They're quite Moorish, aren't they?
Oh, they
this
are.
Is the
a
more
bit.
Most what of you have had at this point.
What did you have for your tea? Did you have anything moist with it?
I actually had a nice penne pasta with pesto sauce,
ooh,
nice. Cherry tomatoes,
ooh,
and broccoli.
Look at you jiggling when you're telling me.
I was gesticulating like a chef on the TV. And I thought, that was really nice. And I thought, what can I have for pudding? And I thought, what will compliment that? And I thought, I know, a double decker.
Oh, I love double deckers. Yeah.
I think it's my favourite chocolate bar.
Well, I used to love those so much, but as we discussed, when you get older, it upsets your teeth a bit. But I haven't tried a double decker for a long time. And I think I might. It used to be when I did Blue Peter.
Well, you don't do public transport, do you?
No, I don't. Didn't we go on a bus when we were filming for Most Haunted somewhere?
Yes, Keighley Bus Museum.
Yes. No, I mean public transport.
Oh, you went on a bus to get to a location?
Yeah, wasn't it like in Transylvania or somewhere, like in Prague or somewhere? Didn't we get on a bus then?
I don't know, but I can remember one time we were coming back from the location after doing filming for the live. And we didn't have enough space in the car. So there was you, me, and about 15 others actually in the front, two seats, in the back, two seats. And the makeup artist was in the back, in the boot.
Oh, God, yes, I remember that.
In the boot. And we got stopped by the police.
Oh, my God.
That's right. We made a hide. This was in Transylvania.
Oh, yeah, not Prague, Transylvania.
Transylvania, we were shitting ourselves. They had guns. They didn't see her. She was shitting herself.
It's the kind of thing we used to do in the 80s, though, before the seatbelt laws kicked in. And you'd try and, if you wanted to transport your friend's kids around, and to the leisure centre in the summer holidays, right, who's coming? Suddenly, like, 12 kids would turn up.
Yeah, all in the back.
Eight on the back bench. Yeah. And a few more in the boots.
Yeah. And one on the back parcel thing by the window, lying across the back.
Now as we're delving into those cheese puffs, I should ask the question. Obviously, it turns out you had one earlier before I arrived. But would you like a finger?
Oh. Oh, can you hear the clock?
Oh, I can. That's nice.
That is a new... I tell you what, bargain. Carl and I love going antiquing, don't we?
We do.
And we walked into this one antique shop, which is a favourite of ours, and we go every few months. walked into this one place.
Is it a grandfather or a grandmother clock?
It's neither.
We've been looking for a clock for a year, and we look for one of these sort of long case clocks to fit the house.
My granddad used to have one.
And we literally...
God.
What?
Him, he just made a really bad joke.
No, it wasn't. My granddad used to have one. A grandfather clock.
Jesus, go on.
And we went in, and we have been looking for a long time, haven't we? Mm. And every time we said, there's always been something wrong, it's not been quite right. We both looked at this one clock, and both of us went... That's fantastic. Uh-huh. And it's a 1930s one. It's got a round top on it.
Yeah, nothing
it's
like
it's the opposite
proper...
to everything we've looked at.
Right. Yeah.
And we love it.
Oh.
Two times to get here because I brought the wrong one first.
You did, yeah. Every 15 minutes it goes off.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah. Yeah. And does it stop at night time or does it go through the night
as
well?
Oh, no, it goes through the night.
Does it?
So when you stay here, Glenn, there is a thing that you can do to switch off the chimes.
Yeah, you can do it, I think, so they can stop at midnight and then kick in again at 6 a.m. or something.
I think with this, you have to stop them completely. Mm. And then restart them again. But you said once you restart them, it has to do a full 24-hour.
Oh, can you be out?
To get
can you be
out? 12-hour
time travel
to start.
I know.
With.
Yeah.
Time travel.
Well, here you go. Would you like?
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
An aforementioned
well, why didn't
finger?
You ask Carl if he'd like a finger?
Carl, would you like a finger? Oh, I know you had one earlier with the vet before I arrived.
Well, that's more of a dip than a. Right. Here we go. Thanks.
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
Oh, I'm not going to have a finger.
You are going to have a finger.
You can shove it right up your rectum.
Oh, I think I will.
Oh.
I'm not having one.
Fingers? Why?
No, I'm not having one. I'm insulted. The fact that you went up to Glenn and said, smell this, and he said, that's a vintage Yvette. I can't believe that. And even a joke at my expense is quite insulting, quite frankly. Don't keep offering me them. I'm not having one.
I'll just leave them there.
You know I'm going to have one of those later.
Of course you
are. I can only be mad at you for all of 30 seconds.
Absolutely. Now then, shall we open up Correspondence Corner?
How was your day? You always do this.
Well, it's because you were telling me about the clock.
Oh, and you
I thought,
see?
I thought today you lured me into a false sense of security there.
Yeah, we did. We didn't take much to sort of like get...
I'm easily sidetracked.
You are sidetracked.
It would seem.
I'm getting quite a lot of aggression from Glenn today.
I am too.
I think so.
He's not a sex ready.
Or has he just had it?
Yeah. How was your day?
Watson is practically climbing over Carl to get to a cheesy. They are gentle.
What about Watson then? Can you let him have one?
That's what I do when I'm cleaning Carl's bottom.
Yeah, she's like that.
Gentle. How was your day, Glenn?
One of the headlights has gone on my car.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So,
where'd it go?
Well, that's it. It was a mystery.
Get down, Watson, you fucking
idiot. Clearly,
it needed
replacing.
I love you, but no.
So I went to the local Halfords.
Halfords. No, you don't say Halfords, say Halfords.
They say Halfords on the telly, don't they?
Halfords.
Is it not Halfords?
Halfords.
Halfords, sure.
Halfords.
Glenn.
Yeah.
How would you like to say it?
I'd say Halfords.
You say Halfords, she says Halfords. It's fine.
Yeah.
Is it Halfords or is it Halfords?
Let's do a hashtag.
They're getting plenty of free advertising out of us now, aren't they?
See if we get a...
I want the money back from a ball.
Yeah.
We get a protest going.
Yeah. So, no, but the thing was, I went in there.
Yeah.
This Russian registration plate, you will do it at the till. And they found the right bulb to match the car, which I thought was quite clever. We had to look through all the shelves and stuff. So, do you want us to fit it for you as well? I thought, I can do it myself.
Don't be silly. Well, if they're going to fucking do it. Yes.
But I let them do it.
Yeah. Good, yeah. Why? Yeah.
And they were going on, it's a good job it's an old car because it's an easy job, this. If it was a BMW, you'd have to get the wheel arches off and get through it from behind. Or if it was another car...
A bit like her on our third date.
And I've got big wheel arches.
So, some cars you have to take the bumpers off to actually get to the lights. It's ridiculous these days.
How ridiculous is that?
Anyway, for a simple job, he must have spent 15 minutes trying to get the bulb... He got the old one out, okay, but he couldn't get the new one in. And then he had to fetch a colleague to do it and finish the job off. I'm still talking about the bulb, by the way.
I was going to say, it was like that on our third day. I had to get somebody in.
So, did you get it done?
Got it replaced, got it fixed, all done. Jobs are good. I won't get pulled over by the Rozzers on the way home if the headlight's out. So, so that was my
day.
The fact he was boasting, oh, this won't take long. It'll only take a few minutes. It's a nice, simple old car. I think he was giving me a backhanded compliment about the car.
I think it's nice to actually go to a place and someone behind there going, no, I'll fix this for you.
Mm.
And I think that's a good thing. Mm. Customer service and all that. As you know me, I like a good customer service.
Well, I like somebody to replace my bulb.
You just need a good service.
I do need a good servicing, actually.
Ask George Clooney there.
I will do. Honestly, tonight's your lucky night.
She's going to fall asleep again, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, yeah. Ooh, you're going to get it.
Nah, you're going to get it tonight, ain't you?
I'm fucking not. Yvette, how was your day?
Oh, where does one begin?
The very beginning, as Julie Andrews once sang.
Well, let me tell you this. I'm going to read this to you first. This is a review from Amazon. Now,
about what?
Now, don't interrupt me. I don't want any interruptions or any funny comments while I discuss this. Please don't, because I forget what I'm talking about, and then it puts me off.
Would you like me to close the microphones for myself and Carl?
No,
so we can't interrupt you.
No, just listen. So, I have what's called smoker's lines on my top lip. Now, apparently, they're from smoking. I have smoked, and I do smoke, but only on a weekend, because I thoroughly enjoy it and look forward to it with a glass of wine.
How many? 300 on a Saturday and 300 on a Sunday.
See, I said no interruptions. No, what's happening? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
It's an affliction.
What's wrong with you?
It's a disease.
What? Oh, no. Stop it. Let me speak. Where are you going?
Nowhere. I'm scared.
Anyway, apparently smoker's lines on the top lip, it's not from smoking, it's hereditary. So get stuffed, everybody that tells you it's just smoking. It's not, it's hereditary. Anyway, this has been really upsetting me, and they're getting worse as I'm getting older. And I was watching The Crown, and there's a bit in The Crown where there's the actress playing Wallace Simpson. Well, her face looked like a puckered dog's arse, and I thought, oh my God, that's going to be me, that's going to be me. My mouth is going to look like a puckered, well, like Watson's arsehole. Anyway, I was getting very upset with this, and I thought, now I've never, ever been into Botox.
No, you haven't.
Or fillers or anything like that. No, I'll grow old gracefully. And honestly, that's what I've thought. But this was really upsetting me on my top lip, and I thought, it's getting worse, it's getting worse. I've got to do something about it. So first of all, I went down the road of creams. What can I do? Lotions and potions. And there's a very nice anti-wrinkle double fix for lips. I thought, ooh, that sounds good. I'll have a look at that. Until I came up with, I found this review online on Amazon. So it was, will this product work on my nipples, Christine? The answer, I've no idea. This is from the company. I've no idea. It's a lip balm for plumping lips and lip line refiner, which I wouldn't personally recommend. Whatever problem you're having, I suggest maybe a GP would be better for advice. P.S. I'm not Christine, if that makes a difference.
What?
Which made me laugh. Anyway, so then I decided. I spoke to a few girly friends of mine who have had lip filler, who have had Botox. And they said, well, why don't you go and see this recommended person? To which I did, and Mr. Beatty came with me. Anyway, I was very nervous. She could tell I was very nervous. And she said, I'm going to put a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of Botox in your, not in your lip, but on the where your lines are. I'm going to put them in.
Where the moustache is.
Fucking hell. You're playing with fire.
Get out. Get out. Can't believe you just said that. I shave my moustache every bloody day.
I'm silly laughing for the face. Well,
I should have muted him.
I can't see you now. I've got tears in my eyes.
Yeah, you won't be able to see in a minute because you've got two of my fucking fingers in your eyeballs. More wine, please, Vicar. I'm going to need it. Can I continue?
Please. I'm good.
But you're not great.
Thank you. Thank you. I need that. Me and my moustache will drink this drink.
It don't get any on it, though. Oh,
I'm just sat here sipping my drink, waiting for these two idiots to finish laughing. Have you finished?
Probably not. I'm not going to look at you, Glenn.
Okay.
Anyway, where was I before I was rudely interrupted? Anyway, so there I am. Injects me.
A tiny amount.
A tiny amount. Oh, I'm not going to be able to get this story. I tell you what, we'll save it for next time. It will be too continued.
You can't.
It will be too continued.
I can't wait 7 days.
You sounded a bit like a darling then.
Just do it.
Okay. So then, see, even the birds are joining in. So she did the injection, and it felt like I'd just been at the dentist.
Right.
So I was a bit. Can I just say now? To anybody thinking, even the slightest thought of having anything done with their top lip, walk away. Walk away.
Was it sore? Was it numb? What?
Let me tell you, I couldn't eat.
Oh.
I couldn't drink. And the worst thing was, is that I couldn't speak. And then the second thing...
Well, it wasn't the worst. Yeah.
Oh, God. And then on Most Haunted, I will say things like, copy me, and then I'll do a whistle.
Yes.
Couldn't do that.
No.
Couldn't whistle. No. Couldn't do anything. So if I'd eat any food, it would actually start sliding down my mouth.
That's a bit awkward.
Yeah. I'd have to eat with a napkin in front of my face.
Yeah.
When I was drinking, I had to, if I hadn't got a straw available, it would, all the liquid would come down the side of the cup or the mug. Shit. Yeah.
Okay.
It was really bad. And the following day, I had to do my podcast where I'm speaking. Like, and people, don't do it. Anyway, the good thing is that it, she put such a small amount in, she said it will go in a couple of weeks, which it has done.
Mm-hmm.
Never again.
Well, did it cure the Lyme issue?
No. It? Fuck, it's not gone anywhere near it.
You know.
I still look like I've got a puckered dog's arsehole for a mouth. But I'm quite happy with it now. I've been there, I've tried it, it doesn't work, and that's just my lot, and I've just got to get used to it. So when you asked me how my day was, it was very long, so I do apologise.
No, it was worth the wait.
Oh, shut up.
Carl, how was your day?
Well, my day was a really boring one. I'm really sorry to end. I've just been in the edit from dawn until now.
Yeah.
I've just literally been editing. Because sorry to me, the edit suite I'm editing on, because I'm re-editing some of the old shows. So I've actually got to go onto an old edit suite to get all the footage. And it just can't handle it. So literally I'm doing like about 10 minutes worth of work and then it all just collapses.
Smoke's coming from the back of it.
And if you haven't got... Yeah, and Yvette stops pedalling.
Yeah.
But you
nightmare.
And you get to this point where you sometimes forget to save just before it goes. You think,
oh, that's happened to me.
So you're constantly redoing the whole thing. But that's me. I've got no rant. I've got nothing.
You've been too busy to...
I'm too busy to be upset with anyone.
To do anything else. Shall we get our correspondence out?
Yes, let's get... Is it Reg?
It is Reg.
Yeah. Correspondence Corner. The fielding and the hunt.
Brilliant, yeah.
Send us your email. Don't be a...
What is that last word he uses?
Is it a cart?
Caravan. Don't be a caravan.
Don't be a cat.
Cat. It must be cat.
Don't be a cat.
There you go. A couple of emails there to be going on with.
This is from Ollie Tipler. Greetings and salutations, my wonderful podcasters. We've just passed the anniversary of Elvis's sad departure.
Yes.
And whilst listening to your podcast on said day, as well as knowing Carl is an Elvis fan, much like myself, made me remember of a Burger Buddies, the American diner called the Elvis Burger, and thought Carl may want to try it. You had 2 times 1 quarter burgers with cheese and crispy bacon between them. Cheese and bacon on top of the burgers and a massive dollop of smooth peanut butter on top. Sounds rank, but let me tell you, everything in capital letters compliments within that burger. All the best as always. Love and bollocks, Ollie Tipler. Thank you for that, Ollie.
That's nice, Ollie.
Have you seen the movie?
No, not yet. I did want to, because I've seen other biopics. I've seen the Elton John one and the Bohemian Rhapsody Queen one.
Were they remotely faithful to the history of them, do you think?
I think Bohemian Rhapsody was. Elton John was like...
Oh, God, that annoyed me sometimes.
It was a bit of an ego trip, I thought. Do you know there's another one coming out with Daniel Radcliffe?
What?
Playing the part of Weird Al Yankovic, the parody singer.
Wow.
And it's a parody of these films.
Wow.
So it's the ultimate parody.
Oh, okay.
It's live.
Right.
How he found fame singing parody songs and stuff. But the whole film is a parody of these parodies.
I can't wait for the... It's called The Midas Man. That comes out this year. I can't wait, which is the life story of Brian Epstein, the manager of the Beatles all the other... he looked after Cilla Black and...
But the Elvis film... You said you
weren't going to see it.
No, I won't. I refuse to. Because there's certain bits... I mean, well, you went to see it, didn't you?
And I went to see it, yeah.
You took... Elvis's ring with you, didn't you? Because I'm not very lucky to actually have her. Mm-hmm. And the ring features in the show. It does.
Did you know it was missing at the time?
Me and my two friends, Ange and Jasmine, we were in the cinema and we were actually passing the ring between us at various points in the movie. And the one thing I can say about the movie is the actor, I've forgotten his name now, that plays Elvis. No, he doesn't look like Elvis. He's a handsome guy. But I have to say he deserves an Oscar because his performance... as an artist, and it was just phenomenal, absolutely fantastic. But then, what ruined it for me? I have to say, I liked it. I thought it was a good movie, but I wouldn't see it again. They used rap music in it.
Oh,
and they had quite a few things in there that weren't true.
Right.
For instance, and I came back to Carl and I said, did you know that Elvis was told by Colonel Tom Parker, it's either prison for your lewd behaviour or the army, you've got to choose. Hmm. And Carl went, that's not right, that's not true. It's absolute rubbish.
Crap.
And I said, but they put that in the movie. And then they put lots of other, about another three or four things that I won't list now, in the movie.
He was supposed to have had a friendship with this guy on there that apparently, in real life, they only met once or twice.
Yeah, a black singer, and I can't remember who it is. Sam Cooke, it might not, I can't remember who it is, but they made out that they were really good mates. Mm. But in fact, the guy, he'd probably not even met him properly, just bumped into him.
Right.
So there were a lot of facts in there. When I say a lot, there must have been about, in total, perhaps about four or five facts that were completely wrong. Mm. And you think, why, if you're going to make a biop, then make it properly.
Yeah, of course.
But the thing that gets me with those is...
really annoyed. I was really upset by it.
Yeah, but the people who don't, for argument's sake, I'm an Elvis fan, and so is my brother.
I'm an Elvis fan.
And when I called my brother and mentioned it to him that this, he was incensed.
Was he?
With it. And I mean, my brother actually has a room.
Oh, yeah.
It was a shrine.
Just as a shrine with Elvis. Wow. I'm not allowed that.
But you've got a ring.
I've got his ring. You're not allowed that. What do you mean?
But the thing what gets me is that, like with you, you're an Elvis fan, but it's.
I'm not a super fan like you.
It's not even a super fan. It's the fact that lots of people who don't know the ins and outs of it will look at that and go, oh, that's true, take that as read, you did.
Yes, I did.
So you think all the people that actually weren't particularly Elvis fans just got to see it because of, he's an icon. They'll look at that and think that then becomes the fact about Elvis, which is a lie. And I think it chisels away at the man he truly was, because, Elvis was a very, very proud American guy. I mean, he stood for everything America was. He loved his country, and he was a proper man's man. And going into the army he was offered a nice easy little ride if he just performed for everyone. He could go and do what he was doing on the outside. He said, no, I want to do KP. I want to be doing all of the stuff with the guys. And that's how he got on and became friends with a lot of the guys in his troop, because he was one of them.
And didn't some of them, when they left the army, become his bodyguards?
Charlie Hodge became his lifelong friend from that. And Charlie Hodge, to be fair, was, in my opinion, the only friend he had. I mean, all the others turned against him and stuff before he died.
It's a shame.
Anyway. And going straight from that into... just touching on conspiracy theories.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. I love conspiracy theories. I like to research. I don't take in everything that is spoon-fed to us.
No.
The reason why I bring it up is the whole Elvis thing. And we won't go into it now, because I'm going to have to... Did Elvis die when he really died?
Died.
Did he, though?
Yeah, well, so why don't you... Because you guys are on opposite sides of the coin as far as some of the conspiracy things are. Why don't you do a podcast on just that?
That's a great idea.
Film it. We'll put it out there because people would love to. I know I would love to hear it. I'd love to hear you two going head-to-head with some of the
that'd
stuff.
That'd be so good, that.
A video podcast.
Yes.
A video podcast.
We like it.
Right, that's a plan for the future.
Oh, well, let me do the second email.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
This is from Anita in Abingdon. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl. This is the first time that I've emailed you and wanted to say how much my husband Nick, my daughter Phoebe and I enjoyed the podcast. Thank you for the laughs. Nick and I have been listening to them whilst we were at the gym. Ears plugged in so no one else can hear, but I've noticed funny looks towards us as we guffaw and chuckle away to our antics and readings by Reg.
Did she lose her pants?
Yes, I think. Well, you never know in a gym. However, episodes 83 onwards we were all listening to were shit. No, sorry. However, episodes 83 onwards we were listening to in the car on our way back home from holiday in Cornwall. Yes, Carl, we are one of those who tow a caravan. No! But we are not caravan wankers who cause accidents. Hope Mary is okay. And we're following a lorry with a sign on it, picture attached. And I knew I had to send it to you. Yes. Thank you also for the most haunted experience, which we are... Oh, let's have a look at the caravan.
Yeah, well, this is a lorry that they were following.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's a big old tanker lorry. But look what its load is, according to the sign on the back.
Lube oil! Get lost! Lube oil!
Well, that won't get stuck down anywhere, will it?
No, that's just amount, the right amount for Stuart, isn't it, really?
And his marigolds.
Yeah. Thank you also for the most haunted experience, which we are newcomers to. Only been on three of them, and the last one we dragged our friend to as well. I'm chopping on a... doodah. All three have been at Geistcliff House, which has been fantastic. Our daughter Phoebe's jealous because she'd love to come along as well. Could you all say a big hello to her, as it would make her day? She's 14. Anita in Abingdon. So, hello, Phoebe.
Hi,
hello,
Phoebe.
Hello, my darling. Wonderful.
Can I throw something out there? Now,
yes.
This isn't actually something that's coming from on an email, because Glenn gets those. This is something that Kelly Waterhouse mentioned on Twitter.
Oh.
You've remembered her name. I'm getting a bit tiddly on here.
Oh, good. Carry on.
Now, she actually said, Kelly Waterhouse, should I change my name?
Why?
In the, should you change your name?
But why? She shouldn't change her name.
I think it's a lovely house.
It's a lovely name.
A lovely house.
It's not
a lovely
name. You know, if it was water pump, then you would think, okay, maybe.
Or water tit.
Water tit?
Yeah. Or breast water.
Tit house.
Tit house.
Yeah.
Tit house.
Yeah. Shit house.
Shit house.
Or cunt.
Yeah. then maybe you would, Kelly, but there's nothing wrong. Yeah. Maybe she means a first name. Nothing wrong with Kelly.
No, Kelly's lovely.
So we've got everything covered here, you know.
Kelly shit house. Oh, you'd change your name.
Exactly.
No, it's a nice house. It's a nice name, Kelly.
Unanimous. Keep your name, Kelly.
Yeah. Leave your name.
Leave your name.
Right, we've got an email here, folks, from Gary.
Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Hi, Gary. It says, on the subject, Carl, of the strangest place you've ever farted, many years ago, I used to be a train guard. It was a very cold winter's night. Uh-huh. I had all the windows and doors shut and the heating on full. It was very toasty.
Ooh. Nice.
It was a quiet train, and I suddenly needed to let one go. So I thought, no one will come in. So I let this great big fart go. It was one of those farts that you're so proud of that... Hang on, what does it say next? It was one of those farts that made your eyes water, and you could taste it at the back of your throat.
Oh, gross!
Suddenly, a passenger had opened the guard's van and asked to buy a ticket. It took only a fraction of a second for the heat and, for the heat and the smell to whack him in the face.
Oh, my God.
They took a step back and gave me the look of, what the fuck? It was very awkward, issuing the ticket as fast as I could, says Gary. Wow, that's a very honest story, Gary.
We like that, Gary. Thank you so very much.
This one comes from Callum, who's in Newcastle, like you know.
Oh,
I can't fucking believe it.
I love it.
It says, hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, and everybody else. It's been a long time since I emailed in, so I thought I'd give you all a challenge. I know you like your accents, but how about some local Geordie dialect?
Oh, dialect, yes.
So technically, this is a quiz he's given us, really. Because I've got the answers in front of me. Oh. I will give you the word. And
do
you
it as Brucey.
As Brucey? I was going to try and do it in a Geordie accent.
Can you do Brucey in a Geordie accent?
Brucey with a Geordie accent.
All right, well, why, man, I can't believe it.
Yes!
Can I have a few bags of Tudor crisps and my wages?
Hey, well done!
Right, Mara is one word, spelled M-A-R-R-A. Usage, how are you, man, Mara? Let's gander pub for some belters scran.
Away, that means let's go.
Are you trying to ask us what it means?
Yes.
So away means let's go, because that would... Away, man. I remember when I used to go up and see my dad's mum.
I love how he's put the word in a sentence as well.
Because, of course, yes, you are a quarter... half Geordie.
I'm half Geordie, yeah. very proud. My dad's from Tyne Tees.
Ah, great.
Thornaby.
So you should know all this stuff.
Well, no, because I was banned from going up.
Go on, you just had a good guess. Away. Does it mean away?
It is my favourite British accent, the Geordie accent.
No, summertime day.
It's like you've been
I really
time,
love talking in Welsh. I love the Welsh.
Yeah.
So this is again, the Welsh has got a very... if somebody reads your story with a Welsh accent, you can be asleep in seconds. Anyway, yeah, give it again.
How are you, man, Mara? Let's go down the pub for some belters scram.
Brother? Friend?
I'll give it... Friends, yes!
Yes!
Nice. Well done. Points we've had there. Congratulations.
Yes, Mara, right. Your friend.
Next word, Geetwalla. So it's two words. Geetwalla. 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 Usage. There's a Geetwalla queue at Asda. Gunter Morrison's instead, Mara.
Great. Big.
Correct.
Well done.
Yes. Very, very big.
Right.
Gadgie.
My fanny's a Geetwalla.
So is that top lip?
Oh my god! I'll never live my top lip down ever again.
Gadgie, spelled G-A-D-G-I-E. Usage. See that Gadgie at the front of the Geetwalla queue? So you got the very big queue already.
Right. Yeah, and you've got somebody at the front. Lucky bastard.
Lucky bastard.
Old person.
You're on the right lines, but maybe a bit too excessive.
Person.
Yeah, can be a bit more specific as far as...
Woman.
Man.
Yes. See that
I
man.
I should give that to you, actually, because you...
No,
you...
I said old person. It's nothing like a man.
It's adult male. There you
married
go.
Married to an old person.
I'm married to George Clooney. Yeah,
right, the next word, Raji. R-A-D-G-I-E. That gadget's getting proper Raji-like.
Well, that's a good one.
Right.
Is that like a funny walk, like a wedgie?
So that gadget, you know, is a man at the front of the Geetwalla. That gadget's gonna proper wadgie-like. Raji.
It's gonna.
Yeah, that gadget's gonna proper Raji-like.
Right, it's...
Running!
Quick. It's,
Gonna Raji-like. Limping.
Raji.
Cracked arse. Piles.
Stopped.
Vagina.
Do you give up?
Yes.
Okay. The button can't keep up with you, that's why. It's a temper tantrum.
Oh, say it again.
Proper Raji. That gadget's gunning proper Raji-like.
Proper Reggie-like. You're having a Reggie right now.
Now, here's another
in
one.
My pants.
Not to be confused with the pop star, Hadaway. Hadaway.
Mm-hmm.
Usage. Hadaway, man. There's near way that gadget's signing for the tune.
No, like, get away, man. Go away, you know.
Mm. Yes, a proclamation of negativity or disbelief. Yeah.
Fuck off, basically.
Hadaway. And canny. C-A-N-N-Y.
Bonnie.
Canny, net you like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Bonnie, yeah, gorgeous.
Good.
Plump. Yeah, good.
Right, there you go.
A canny lass.
That's from Callum in Newcastle. Loving your work, Callum. Thank you very much
thank
for that.
You, yeah, thank you, Callum. I enjoyed that.
We love a regional quiz.
We do.
We do like a regional quiz. I always remember Sheila next door but one.
Oh, aye. Tell us about Sheila, Pat.
Oh, she used to be as brown as a berry, always sunbathing.
Oh, aye.
Skin like leather, like the bottom of Gandhi's flip-flops. I swear to God, but she was so lovely. She was the one that encouraged me parents to send me to drama school.
How we?
Oh, really? And she always used to be smoking them long, brown, thin cigarettes. Went with her skin, and she was always on a sunny day. She'd be outside.
She's probably sucking on her finger, and you never knew.
She probably is. She's lovely, she was, Sheila. And I'd come round, and she'd go, yeah, how are you, lass? Look at you. You're right canny. You're looking a right bonny canny lass, yeah. And I always remember her, and I liked her very much.
Scottish, was she?
Yeah. Sir Ben Weston sends an email.
All right, Benny boy.
Hello, lovely. Hi, guys. Bye. Fuck, I hope you're all hunky-dory and happy as bastards.
Just to be clear. In children's
author, you know. That's correct.
I'm so ashamed.
You're reading someone else's words.
I am reading somebody else's words. Yeah. Read the last podcast and Carl's gripe about the miserable toffers? Fucking Botox. Tossers. Right. Never have Botox. Read the last podcast and Carl's gripe about the miserable toppers. See, I've done it again. Tossers. Serving behind the counters. It really gripes my shite when you're popping in for a coffee and the server or barista looks like you've just asked if you can shit in their mouth.
To be fair, I have asked that before.
I love that saying. It's like you've just asked me. Well, it's like you've just shit in my hands and asked me to clap.
Yeah.
These bastards should think themselves lucky that they have a job. All I want to do is kick them in the bloody clunge until they smile. I'm so angry I could smother a puppy. Well, don't do that, Ben. P.S. Elvis forever, damn it.
Good lad.
And then there's Shelley from Brisbane. Hello, Shelley.
From Brisbane.
Hi, all. Still loving and binge listening to the old podcast as well as the new ones, of course. Currently on episode 31. Oh, my God, you've got so many to go. Well, on my way to and from work every day, but maybe I need a little bit of a break. No! Firstly, when I get home and hubby asks me, how was your day? Or how was your day? Mm-hmm. I hear it like one of you are asking me and it makes me giggle. Secondly, when I deal with paperwork at home and file with tabs titled correspondence, I often hear Reg's version, as if I'm listening to a recent episode. Then today, listening to Reg talking to White Sperm, telling him to come over me to feel the warmness and making the noises that go with this, I was laughing so hard. I was at a set of traffic lights next to a car with its windows down. I got a very sideways glance full of disgust, which just made me laugh even more. Even my work colleagues are on to me as I hear the double entendre in everything and get told to get my mind out of the gutter. You guys are a bad influence. Keep up the great work. Really love listening to you all whilst you deliver a little ray of home to me. Shelley from Brisbane. She's a Brit in Brisbane.
It's the fact that the Australians are offended by our bad language. That's saying something, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to keep the emails coming in, by the way, because we can't do the show without them, then email us, please, too.
What you gesticulating your hands?
I thought
like
you might want to pick up on that particular junction.
Do you know what? For your joke about my moustache earlier on, you can go and fuck yourself. So
hello,
you can get yourself
at anytimepodcast.com.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
I'll never forgive you for that moustache joke.
Joke?
Fucking hell. Wow. Fuck me.
I'm so upset. Can't believe that. My God.
Wow.
That rain just... I have to put up with this shit. I come here.
To your own kitchen.
Don't come here, kitchen. Don't get paid.
Oh. Swiftly moving on.
What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
It's not funny. I don't know why you're both freaking laughing. It's embarrassing. Oh, you're embarrassing yourself.
Here's the noise.
Oh, whatever, fuck off.
Ooh, it's a good noise.
I don't give a shit.
This comes from Becky from Farnham. Says, hope you lovely lot are well and enjoying the summer. Loving having your weekly podcast back as they keep me smiling and howling. My guess for what that noise is, a sewing machine. Is that a sewing machine?
You tell me, Glenn.
Well, you tell me.
No, you tell me. Well, you're so fucking cocky and clever. with your fucking moustache jokes. And you can have...
I'm laughing because of the reaction on your face. It's amazing. It's a shame it's a podcast. Oh no, I played the fart noise from Queen for Fart. No, so what's the noise? Is it? What is it? Is it?
I don't know.
Is it?
No.
It's not a sewing machine. Okay. Nicola in Manchester says, hi, hope you're all doing well and having a lovely summer. Is the noise bike wheel pedals slowing down, like when you have it upside down and spinning the pedals?
Oh. Is it, Glenn?
Is
it, Glenn? Oh, what a shame you don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
No, it's not.
And hi to Jill Tomlinson from Kent, UK.
You're in Kent!
Hello, everybody. Is it someone turning a crank handle on something mechanical? Yeah. I'm not turning a crank handle, me.
Yeah, on Glenn's fucking penis. I'm a children's author, you know.
She's a children's author, you know.
No, it isn't, darling, but thank you so much for emailing me, even though Glenn is from Kent.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What's in Bernard's butt?
Oh, what is in Bernard's butt?
Is it a crunchy bar? Or asked Dave in North Devon.
Every time I forget. You tell me and I forget. That's it! Yeah. I'm amazed no one's got it.
I know, I'm surprised, because we said it's probably everyone's got one in their home.
Yes.
What's it?
In their freezer.
Is it? Yeah. So it can't be a crunchy bar then, could it, Dave, in North Devon then, in that case? That was a clue there.
Oh,
yeah, you might have one of these in your freezer. Hello, podcast team. James here again in
granny.
The East League.
Okay.
I've given up on noodles, so is it a breakfast cereal in Bernard's butt? Shreddies, perhaps? Well, it can't be that. Can
no.
Top podcasters, was it a pack of feminine hygiene products from Susie in Somerset? This is obviously before that clue was just blurted
out.
Yeah,
sorry. Freeze
you know
them.
What? I have
you
to say.
Actually, it might be quite relieving.
Oh, yes, it could be. Now then, queef or fart.
Ah, yes. How are we doing? Definitely a fart. It has to be a fart.
Well, I'm saying queef because I'm thinking that we wouldn't do a queef first time and then change it to a fart. I think
would we just
or
to put people
would
off.
We?
Or would
dun,
we?
Dun, dun.
Helen in Southport says that new one has got to be a fart. Lizzie in Wakefield says, no question, that's a fart. There's no way it's a queef. There's no way my foof could make a noise like that. Okay, and Claire in Southampton says, it has to be a fart due to the repetition of pumps. It's way too controlled. Let's listen again.
Oh, It's the last
it's
one.
It's the last one, he goes.
There's some tightening going on there. Yes. It's like the sphincter's just sort of pulled itself together again.
Yeah. Or is it, though? Is that what it generates?
I would say fart.
Okay. Or someone's got very good control over their vagina.
Yes.
So when are we going to know what the answers for this is going to be?
About 3 weeks.
All right, three weeks. People go, I think me and Carl, do we agree? We think it's a fart.
I'm still going for fart.
I go for fart. What do you say, Glenn?
I say it's a queef.
That's where I'm going with that. Yeah. Christ, what sort of women have you been with?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? None lately. Anyway, email us, please. Hello at anytimepodcast.com. Now, coming up soon, Reg Corker will be here.
Yes.
And I've got a lot of phone numbers we can choose. And hopefully
really?
We'll get
how
to
exciting.
Someone a reading. So we'll get to that in a minute. But before that, we do have a visit to see what's going on in the ordinary everyday lives of Daleks who are trying to live.
Ah, yes, I do like this. I'm fascinated.
Let's see what happens here.
Since the collapse of the Dalek Empire, the most evil creatures in the universe, formerly obsessed with ludicrously complicated interstellar battle tactics, find themselves scattered across the galaxy, where they are forced to live ordinary, everyday lives, in which they discover a new enemy. Dalek Dilemmas! Worry about were stairs.
Well, that's awkward. They've gone on holiday, forgot to cancel the milk, and all the milk bottles will be lined up on the path.
Getting the dessert.
Oh yes, the podcast.
I wonder what she got up and walked off for. Oh, what is this? Oh, hang on.
Oh,
Yvette has just placed in
a bowl
with something in there. Right, what's the
spoon?
Yep.
Okay, so taste away.
Podcast pie.
And tell me what you think.
Now, there's a bit of crust on this. I'm just going to try and explain what it is. There's a bit of crust. There's like, did you attempt to do a lattice on the top? Or is that just...
No, it is a lattice.
Oh, that's right. It's a lovely lattice on the top.
Quite crunchy. It's a short crust pastry, that is. Now, there's a red bit here. A glob of something.
I'm not sure what it's supposed to be in there.
It's bursting in my mouth. Is that a fish eye?
No.
Is that piccalilli? Because I've got a bit of onion in mine.
It's gherkin.
It's gherkin?
Gherkin.
Gherkin.
Well, hang on then.
The crunchy bits.
Yeah.
Gherkin.
That's the gherkin, all right. Yeah. So it's not a fish eye.
I mean, it's got some other stuff. It's got a bit of custard in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some, I'm assuming, jam.
It's like a trifle. Mm. I've done a trifle. I tried to do a crusty top.
But you've done well because it is quite sweet, isn't
it? Yeah, but I've mixed it with gherkin. Mm.
I'm enjoying it.
It's gherkin and sherry trifle with a slightly crusty top.
That's amazing. Oh, hats off to you.
Do you like that?
I think that's really, really impressive.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Did you come up with the idea yourself or someone suggest it to you? Or?
No, it was my friend Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jenny, tourist guide Jenny. She suggested it. We had a laugh at your expense saying what would make them choke. And we thought, well, gherkins.
It's not working, is it?
It's actually really nice.
You wait till later when you have to go and have a bowel movement. Then we'll see who's laughing. Mustache man. Fuck you.
This is a...
That's very nice. I finished mine.
It is a delight.
Mm. Right.
There's a little bit of a gherkin aftertaste, though, when you finished it. Mm.
Well, let me tell you.
Thank you for that.
It will repeat itself to you later on.
Oh, well, your money's worth then, don't you, I think?
Mm.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Now, I think I can hear a car arriving up the driveway.
By the way...
Oh, no.
I can. It's your turn next week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Go on. Mm-mm. Uh-oh.
That's definitely him, isn't it?
It's definitely him.
It is definitely him.
Oh, please, please, please make him be in a nice mood. I can't cope.
Well, I suppose I'm...
Oh, yes. Why don't you just fuck off like you always do and leave me and Glenn to deal with the shit? You just go off. You go out there with your love person. Yeah, you go and talk to your best friend.
Let's have the Elvis Reg jingle then, shall we? Seeing we've been talking about Elvis.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get no peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Reg. Reg Corker, shut the fuck up.
Hey, everybody, how are you?
Oh, hi, Reg.
Don't clap or anything, will you?
Would you like that? Yes! Woo! Great. Would you
thanks
like some dessert?
Much. No, thanks very much.
Are you
much.
Sure?
No, I'm on a diet.
It's delicious. Oh.
Yeah, I'm on a diet.
Are you?
Yeah, my talent's so big. Mm. It needs to come down a bit.
Right. What? Don't go anywhere near Reg's trousers, love.
What
come
the
away.
Fuck is that?
It's my dog. It's a bulldog.
It looks like he's fucking been made a mistake.
Oh no, it's lovely.
Did it run into
beautiful.
Did it run into a wall?
No, oh, he likes you, look.
Do you know what? I'm getting a fucking emanation.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That must be painful.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Hey little fella, what's the matter? Okay, I'm gonna get your name.
Oh.
Okay.
I've just said his name's Wilson.
Okay. I've got your name.
Is he looking at the collar with the name on?
Yes.
Your name. Okay. Come on. He's a good boy, isn't he? He's saying to me, am I a good boy? Am I a good boy? Yes, you are a good boy. Tell us your name. What's your name?
Don't get him excited, Reg,
what's
please.
Your name? Okay, his name's Billy. Billy. His name's Billy. Okay, Billy. What are you saying to me? Tell her, right her, you mean the girl here. What's your name again?
Yvette, like, for Christ's sake. How long Yvette. Are we doing this?
Cut you that know bit out,
my
but
name,
I didn't know
Reg,
name
by
name.
Now.
I'll cut it out.
Reg,
I'll
cut it out. Thanks
you know my name by
Will
now.
You shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, you shut the fuck shut up. Let me tell you, right, how many okay. years have we been
I'm
sat here
your
together?
Fucking dog
I've
evening.
Had two glasses
I'm
of wine.
I'm giving Billy an evening.
Let me
I'm
tell
giving Billy
you,
an evening.
I don't
evening.
Care. Let me tell you, don't you tell me.
You're out.
There's a proper fight going on here tonight, I tell you.
Right, are you okay? Can't even pronounce your fucking words right with that big lip of yours. Right, okay. Right, okay. Do you know what? I'm just thinking.
Go on.
Something's come to me. So, has someone here lost some knickers? Have they?
Even yes. a few weeks ago, yeah.
I know where they are.
Where?
The
Jesus.
Knickers. Okay,
where?
No, just little. Just before I speak
excited.
To these people. It's dark.
Oh.
It's tight, it's dark, it's tight, it's smelly. Oh, right, okay. You didn't take them off and they're up your ass. Check your ass.
It's not funny. I don't find that funny at all. I find it insulting, quite frankly.
Right, okay.
Thanks for that, Reg.
Well, I like to help.
Yeah, yeah. And you have.
Who should we ring?
Anybody. Jesus Christ, the quicker the better.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, podcast listener.
Hi, is that Jamie from Yeovil?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, it's Yvette and Glenn.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very
right,
good.
Thank you.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just chilling watching the football at the moment.
Well, you have to pause the football because we've got something very special for you. Are you ready for a reading from...
I am, yes.
Yeah, the eminent, oh, fantastic, one in the universe... It's Reg Corker.
Hey, before we go any fucking further, you.
Yes.
Blue Peter Girl. It's not universe, it's multiverse.
Oh,
universe
sorry.
Is
oh,
uni.
Okay. Yes.
Right, so do that again.
All right,
and
sorry.
Fucking get it right.
All right. The only one in the multiverse, Reg Corker.
Thank you very
all
much.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, woo! Right, the first thing I'm getting from Spermy's telling me that you are not of the female persuasion.
That would be correct.
Right, okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Spermy, yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. Now, I need to connect with Spermy, but I need you to connect with Spermy too. So I need you to tell me when you feel the warmth of Sperm. Now, Spermy, I'm getting the name Jamie. Can you come over, Jamie, Spermy? You sticky love. So we can connect together. Human.
He's here with
human.
Me now.
Shut the f- What?
You said he's there.
Right, okay, Jamie, shut the fuck up until I tell you to speak. Glenn, cut that bit out, won't you?
Yeah, I'll cut that
right.
out, don't worry.
These fucking people piss me off. Right, okay. Can you feel the sperm?
I can.
Right, okay. What I'm getting... Okay, I'm getting small ball... Small ball, what's that? I'm getting someone in your front room is kicking your ball. Is that right?
No.
Oh, it's not your ball. It's on the telly. There's a ball on the telly. The men are kicking.
That's right, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Wow, Red.
I get your fact. You're watching the football.
Yes.
That'd be absolutely correct, Reg.
Right, okay. Well, turn it off and listen to me. Fucking hell.
I am, Rick.
And don't answer back, for fuck's sake. Right, okay. Now, are you married? Is that
no,
right?
I'm not.
Well, you will be.
Thanks for that.
What I'm getting is you're not married yet, but you will be.
That's correct.
Okay, okay. Now, have you got a partner?
Not at the moment, no.
Well, I'm telling you, there's someone out there. They're saying to me, I'm going to be with him soon. Can you take that? Can you take that?
I'll take that away, thank you.
Right, okay. It's not necessarily a person.
Is that reassuring there, Jamie, that everything's going to be fine?
I don't know how he does it.
Neither do we. Neither do we, Jamie, love.
Neither does Reg.
Right, okay. Jamie, it's been great. I know you've loved every minute of me talking to you.
And I have, great. Thank you, Reg.
You're very welcome.
Are there any questions that you want to ask Reg, Jamie, at all?
Yes, Reg, how's Diddy?
Diddy's fine. He's got some problems. He's, as you know, he's got a built-up shoe.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, in that foot, he's got an ingrowing toenail.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no, that's not good.
No, it's not good because the trouble is, three of his toes share the same toenail.
We'll leave you with that then, Jamie, if that's all right.
Thank you, and thank you, Reg.
Bye, Jamie.
You're very welcome.
Bye, Jamie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There we go.
Right, I've got to go. Because
you're driving Diddy, are you?
I'm driving Miss Diddy, but I've got to go because that exhausted me.
I bet it did.
It exhausted me.
Well, when you come back next week, we'll have another one for you.
And that'll be great. I love talking to people. You know me.
We know it's your favourite thing, Reg.
Okay, stop recording. Oh. Just make them fucking interesting.
Well, that wasn't interesting.
And some of these fucking people that you get on there, people who listen to this show, for fuck's sake.
They're awestruck, Reg. They're all awestruck to be in your presence. Yeah, that's what it is.
Everyone fucking is. And everyone loves me. I know that because I'm the greatest. Just give me some people worth fucking talking to.
All right.
Anyway, start recording again.
Okay, we're recording.
3, 2, 1. Great to be here. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Reg Carcare. Reg Carcare brings love and light to you.
Reg Corker.
Wow. Did he's in some pain?
Is he?
Yeah, he's got a special boot on his boot. He's got a special boot on his boot. Yeah, well, he's got a new boot on top of the old boot.
Oh,
which
my
is,
God.
Because apparently he's got a new round toenail.
How the hell is he driving the car?
I didn't.
Is it his right foot?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes it's his left.
Well, ingrowing toenails are not right.
Is that what it was? He didn't say to me what it was.
Ingrowing toenails. They're the same problem as having a very bad moustache.
Well, you wouldn't know anything about that.
No, you'd never know anything about that.
Well, it's been a brief yet pleasurable experience doing the podcast tonight, has it not?
Oh, absolutely.
And we look forward to next week already. So if you want to get involved, we can't do it without your emails. So.
No, it's helloatanytimepodcast.com.
That's
helloatanytimepodcast.com.
Helloatanytimepodcast.com. Send your emails. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.